Good morning and welcome to a Food for Thought here on KKCQ. It's another MCCL update on our Food for Thought program. Allison Opdahl and Teresa Voxland joining us in the studio. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for sharing the microphone, too. We'll have to
no
get that
problem.
Other one
we'll
fixed
try
someday.
Not to fight.
Well, Election Day is just around the corner, of course, coming up on November the 8th. And I know you wanted to share some information as far as the election, the upcoming election is concerned, and how, you know, voters can try to find out information about the candidates.
Sure.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, Teresa's done quite a bit of research, so I'm just here to add my voice to her voice. She's got a paragraph here that we're going to read as we look at our upcoming mission.
Well, as a group, MCCL Chapter 45 decided that we wanted to help voters and make this the process a little easier for them and get our word out there during this time, because it's important for the legislators to know that we do care and we are looking and we are wanting. So we come up with a little paragraph to kind of summarize what we're looking for. We are Minnesota citizens concerned for life, and we invite you to listen as we endeavor to speak for those who can't speak for themselves, the preborn children of America. We do not intend to deceive or mislead you. We intend only to speak up for the life of our precious preborn children and to be a voice for those who have no voice. I guess that's our goal in doing all these segments here.
Absolutely. And it's so important for us to be informed as moms and now grandma. You're a grandma. And as we look at the society that we want to cultivate for our children as they grow.
Yeah. I thought I'd start out with kind of what MCCL is, because they did a good job of putting together some very pertinent questions to ask all the elected candidates, and some answered, some didn't, but we'll get to that later. But Wikipedia, I thought that's a good place. That's a new up and coming. They describe Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, MCCL, as the oldest and largest anti-abortion organization in Minnesota. It was founded in 1968 to resist the legalization of abortion, and they work through education, legislation, and political action to help with those. It has over 70,000 members and families and 240 chapters across the state of Minnesota. So it's a big organization, and it has done some great things.
You know, finding out information about candidates in any election is so important, especially it seems like with this midterm coming up.
Exactly, yeah. And some big decisions have been made recently, as everyone
right.
knows. So it's on people's minds. So it's a good time to get that message out there.
Yeah.
And a couple of the things that have changed in Minnesota recently, one, the women's right to know has now been shot down by a judge. And the other one was what, Teresa? You know that better.
Prenatal, or I'm sorry, minorities. The parental right, that's what I'm trying to say, parental right. So if a minority goes to a clinic for an abortion, they don't have to notify the parent.
Hmm.
So which is kind of a big deal as a parent and a grandparent, no.
Well, and that's the thing. It's state by state now. Everything is so different. It's confusing in some respects.
Correct, yeah, because you hear these announcements that, okay, that we've, you know, Roe v. Wade is no longer, but it actually comes back to the state. And so it's important for people to know that it is state by state. And what is your state representing and where are they at? So, mm-hmm. Yes, it is important.
I just want to pipe in here. I think it's wonderful, personally, that we are able to tackle these issues state by state. Now we as citizens have more of a voice and opportunity to step into roles that can allow us to educate not only ourselves, but those around us. So that's the purpose here today.
That's a good segue, too. We are a democracy, and sometimes I think we get maybe overwhelmed as a term, because you feel like things aren't, we're not being heard. And sometimes the go-to is to maybe not partake because you feel overwhelmed and that you don't have a voice. But with a democracy, we are the people. We like what did it, Abraham Lincoln? He had a good. He says, "Of the people, by the people, and for the people." So we need to take that serious. You know,
mm-hmm.
We have lots of rights in America, but we also have responsibilities, and part of that is being informed.
That's a very good point. The fall tour gathering, that's coming up, Allison. I know you've got some information on that, but we've been talking about that on the community calendar, and that's a big part of MCCL.
That is a really great opportunity for people who aren't as familiar with MCCL, or maybe even with people who are running for office to find out where they stand on some very important issues. And so just as an example, Teresa has some questions that MCCL poses to candidates so that we can better inform ourselves of their beliefs.
Yeah, if you, I should probably point out, if you want to look at these questions in a deeper, more in-depth, go to the MCCL .org, and if you look under their newsletters, you'll find this. But they ask 8 simple questions. One is tax funding of abortions, assisted suicide, maintaining the laws that MCCL has put in place for minors to be, or parents of minors to be informed, to the right to know what entails in the abortion, grants for organizations that help people to know what this all entails, so they're not going in with questions that aren't answered.
Right.
So.
All right. Anything else to add?
I think we say that a fall rally will be Thursday, October 27th, or I'm sorry, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the McIntosh Community Center. You know, I guess part of what I wanted to say is do your research. You know, as a citizen, you have a responsibility. So do your research. Good organization is, of course, Allison has some good information, speaklife139.org. Mm-hmm. Stephen Christie, he has speakfortheunborn.org, also very good. He breaks down definitions and how those definitions make a big difference in how we view things, fetus versus baby, anti-choice versus death, you mm-hmm. know? Some very interesting dynamics when you look at vocabulary.
Right.
So
I know Mike Brouse recently joined us on Food for Thought. He talked about the titles or the names of, you know, he brought up a good point. The Vietnam War, for example, how they kind of dehumanized just by the title or
exactly.
The name. And the same thing kind of applies here too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. A fetus, when you use the word fetus versus baby, everyone can relate to a baby. I think Allison referred to that last time.
Yes.
She had Dinah here and said, you know, you see this picture, what do you think? You don't think anything, but you see a baby, a 9-year-old mm-hmm. knows what a baby in vitro is,
yeah.
you know, so it makes a big difference.
Yep, absolutely.
Be informed.
All right.
I would just add, it's for our website, it's speaklife139.com. And then also on there, remember we talked about baby Olivia. She's right at the top of the page. You can go there and watch the video in vitro from conception to 3 months old.
All right. Well, yep. Thank you both for joining us. And anything else to add? Or
just pray. We mm-hmm. would ask everyone to pray for knowledge and wisdom.
Okay. Allison?
Teresa said it.
Okay.
I can't do better than that.
Okay. Thank you both, Teresa Voxlin, Allison Opdahl from MCCL, joining us here on Food for Thought on KKCQ.